Ursula K. Le Guin, Redescending. Ursula Le Guin is the award-winning author of more than 30 books of fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. The following poem, reprinted from her most recent volume of poetry, 60-odd New Poems, takes another look at the classical myth of Orpheus, the great musician who descended into the underworld to bring his beloved Eurydice back from the dead. In the original tale, Orpheus wins permission to take her back to the world above, provided that during the long journey upward he never once looks back. He breaks this taboo, and Eurydice is lost to him until this poem. T.W. He who turned upon her sings, striking his lyre, the lover sweeter than ever. Beasts go about their business, trees are indifferent, rocks hard as any heart. Only the women in the bushes, wild girls, hair unbraided, listen, peering from cover. As he sobs in the melodic climax of his art, they grunt and snigger with anger. They come at him, loose-chapped as lionesses. He is rent from the center, gutted, dismembered. The head floats, mouth open on a high note. Bearing the lyre, the river runs to the entrance and falls. Down in the silence, Eurydice gathers him. By Lethe, she pieces him on those dark margins, the sands of remembrance. Holding the hollow lyre unstrung and dumb, he faces her once more. "This time follow me," she says, and he follows. She does not look back. A long way in silence, by the dry sea with one shore, a long way without turning to the place of returning. There she can turn to him at last, and he into her. There the curved hand strikes the doubled chord, and other is no longer. There are interpenetrations of bodies, of words, fecund. There, under the roots of the hair of the mothers, in the realm of the maidens where the unborn surrounds the womb, and the father's dream in the curled hands of the child who comes to be in the world, braiding and twining vibrations, rejoining and voices rejoined.